Meanwhile, we had cyclonic activity in the U.S. Supreme Court. A couple of key decisions coming down on Monday or being announced on Monday, with a big one on health care apparently coming down on Thursday, being that that's the last day. But joining us right now is Bill Flynn, immigration attorney for Fowler White Boggs. And Bill, the most perplexing one is the Arizona immigration decision, with a key provision being okayed, but the rest of it struck down, and both sides are saying it's good. The decision was good, which means somebody's incorrect on that. Who is this a victory for? Was it a victory for Arizona or for those who were fighting the immigration law in Arizona?
I think Arizona lost, Jack, although the provision that they won is a big one, the reasonable suspicion traffic stops,
yeah,
which was kind of the heart of the matter, but 3 out of 4 for the other side, and somewhat of a surprise to some that Chief Justice Roberts was on the 5-3 majority.
Boy, that was a shocker. That was really a shocker. I mean, you could see Kennedy going one way, but not Roberts.
Yeah, very much so, Ted. I mean, Kagan had to recuse herself because she was Solicitor General and argued, but a lot of people would have bet 5-3 the other way.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it is basically you're able to detect people who are here illegally, but the provisions that would allow you to do anything about it were struck down, right?
Well, that's right. The Obama administration, on the heels of the Supreme Court ruling, then suspended something called 287G, which was the cooperative agreement between the federal and state authorities. So bottom line, the state authorities can call the feds, but the feds probably won't react.
That's amazing that there would be a decision like that. It's almost like saying you can question a guy who you think just robbed a convenience store, and he says, yes, I just robbed it, but you can't arrest him.
Yeah, that's going to be the most controversial part, in my opinion, that particular suspension of cooperation.
And, of course, the federal government is basically saying, we are going to help you stop illegal immigration down there. We're going to let illegal immigrants come in as much as they want to. And all you can do is say, are you an illegal immigrant? And basically they say yes and say, okay, go do whatever you're going to do. Isn't that pretty much it?
Must be an election year, Jack.
let me ask you something, Bill. If a new president comes in and decides to selectively not enforce a particular law, say like a marijuana possession law, that would like pretty much give him the opportunity or the right to say, well, we're just not going to enforce it federally, right?
I think there's a lot of discretion, Ted, in what the president and whichever administration it is in power, but it probably will come down to legislation. So should Romney win and should at least one of the houses be Republican-controlled, they would probably attack it legislatively, would be my thought.
And, of course, if the other house is controlled by the other party, it means it will go nowhere.
And we'll wait for the next election.
And that will certainly, I'm certainly guessing that will be an issue. But that does pretty much bring it to an end, although we're now told that states like Florida, who had been watching that case, are now going to pursue similar legislation, right?
That's very interesting to me because you remember the history when J.D. Alexander kind of stopped it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And many thought that the Arizona decision would go the other way. I thought it might and that Florida would copycat. But now I think it's time for some head-scratching whether to bother at all.
Yeah, if you're not going to get enforcement by the administration.
That's right.
And again, this also is an interesting battle between federal and states' rights, was it not?
Preemption, which is the constitutional doctrine, which I pretty much agree with, that it should be reserved to the federal government, and that was the underpinning of Justice Kennedy's decision, I would say.
Well, Bill, we certainly appreciate your enlightenment on this morning, and thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, anytime.
Bill Flynn, immigration attorney for Fowler White Boggs.